Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yesterday, I found myself low-key hating on Taylor Swift. And I like Taylor Swift. I know a lot of people that have met her. And I've never heard a bad word, a bad story, a bad anything about Taylor. I appreciate anybody that's not from our city that has moved here and shows nothing but love and respect and has done a lot of great things in the community in a very short period of time. So I don't have any serious issue with Taylor Swift, but I found myself hating a little bit as I was watching television. This has been a great Stanley Cup final. It's not my, you know, cup of tea. Not really a hockey person, but, you know, I'll keep an eye on it. I know what's going on. I'm going to assume that Taylor Swift is not the biggest sports fan in the world. I'm assuming she's like a lot of people. She likes sports, you know. If somebody wants to go to the game, sure, I'll go to the game. But I don't think she's really keeping up with hockey throughout the season, you know. I'm guessing that Travis wanted to go to the game. Like, hey, we should go to the Stanley Cup. And she was like, babe, you know what? If that's what you want to do, I want to do what makes you happy. I'm going to assume that Taylor is probably there on her phone, hanging out, just enjoying the vibes. Everybody's super nice to her. People are surprised that you were even here. Like, why are you randomly at the Stanley Cup? Everybody was so happy to see her. Rob, just randomly, Taylor Swift decides to go to a hockey game. And it might be the greatest hockey game. A team was down 3-0, and then they tied it up, and then they showed her sitting in the booth, and she was talking about, oh, my heart, this is amazing. That never happens when you randomly decide to go to a sporting event. When have you ever decided to go to a sporting event, you didn't really know anything about it, and then you left like, oh, my goodness, this is amazing. It never happens. So I was kind of low-key hating a little bit. Of course, your luck would be that you go to your first hockey game in a decade. It just happens to be the hockey game to be at. Oh, it looked like her and Travis were having a great time up there. Smiling, taking pictures together. You could tell she had a couple of interesting things on her phone. She wanted to show her boyfriend. You got to act fake interested in that. Oh, yeah, that is funny. When you know it's not really funny, they look like they were having a great time up there. And then right below them, one of the best hockey games that have happened in recent memory is just going on. That's their kind of luck that you can just randomly just decide you want to go to a Stanley Cup game and it ends up being an instant classic all-timer.
Let's think about Taylor Swift's sports life since she became a full-time sports fan. You listening have probably had real heartbreak with the Kansas City Chiefs. You're may around for the Lynn Elliott game. You're may around for the no punt game. You're may around for when Elway came in here at Neil Smith and the Chiefs lost in a heartbreaker in the divisional round. Like, you, as a Kansas City sports fan, have experienced real, maybe you're at the Andrew Luck, maybe you drove to Indianapolis, you're at the Andrew Luck game. You've experienced real sports pain. Since Taylor Swift came into our lives as a Chiefs fan, all the Chiefs have done is either win or go to Super Bowls. She became a full-time NFL fan, and I don't think she's had a bad season doing it. Then, in her off season, she's in Florida. Sounds like a great place to be in June. Nice vacation. Let's head down to Florida, get some time on the beach, and let's hang out. Let's go see the random hockey game. I can afford to get a box at a random hockey game that turns out to be the Stanley Cup, but whatever. And she sees an incredible Stanley Cup game. I'm betting when she goes to a Royals game, it's not going to be some ho-hum Royals lose 1-0. It's going to be some really cool moment. Maybe she'll go to a postseason game with the Royals. She doesn't just go to regular old events. Current. Whenever you guys play in the championship or the semifinals, I promise you she'll be at that one because she's not at regular old games.
Yeah, I'm just, you think that Taylor Swift is going to watch the under 500 Kansas City Royals? No chance.
I mean, her friend's one of the owners.
Hey, babe, you want to? No, I don't want to go, actually. I've got better things to do. In fact, I'm going to eat dinner tonight with Selena Gomez. I got plans today. But, babe, it's Jack Caglione Day. Who? I don't know who that is. That person has not reached my zeitgeist. You let me know when it's important. I'll give her that. Hey, I'm only going to the good games. When it's like a Monday night football, Sunday night football, yeah, I'll be there. It always looks like it's a great time. Every time they show Taylor Swift up sitting up in the suite, it always looks like they're having a phenomenal time up there. Just drinks are flowing, the food, you know, you're eating those little Aramark chicken tenders. It always looks like they're having a great time up there. I'm certain that yesterday's game four for the Stanley Cup, I'm sure that it was great. I'm sure that it was fun. And just you randomly just stumbled. Hey, what are we going to do on a random Thursday evening? Oh, let's just go to the Stanley Cup. And of course, it's an amazing game because life has just decided it's going to work out for Taylor Swift. It has gone very, very well for her. We have been celebrating Alex Gordon Day out at Kauffman Stadium. Alex Gordon later today is going into the Royals Hall of Fame. Congratulations to him. He certainly has had a great career. We've been going through some of his memories, like when he hit that home run that one time in the World Series.
If Alex could find something to pull, get it in the air, he would get some help. Familia's next pitch. Belted to deep center. Back goes Lagares. And gone, Alex Gordon. He didn't need the win.
That was the home run in Game 1 of the World Series. He also hit this really important home run against the Orioles.
And O'Day's 1-1 pitch. Alex swings and belts it to deep right field. It is gone, and the Royals have the lead in the 10th inning. Alex Gordon has 4 RBIs tonight. He has 8 RBIs in the postseason, and the Royals lead 6-5 in the 10th.
I have a theory about legends, about the greats. I think that time freezes for a lot of them. There's been a lot of conversation about Lil Wayne's most recent album. For those of you that listen to rap, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The album is not very good. But I don't think that's how anybody is going to remember Lil Wayne. There was a time where Lil Wayne was the hottest rapper on the planet. I think that's how people remember him. He is sort of frozen in time that way. I think Alex Gordon's baseball career ended the day that he hit the home run in Game 1 against the World Series. Now, he kept playing after that, but the further and further we get removed from that, you know what I don't have any interest in talking to anybody about? 2018 Alex Gordon. 2017 Alex Gordon. What are you talking? Why are we talking about this? Did you not see what he did in 2015? Did you not see these incredible catches in 14 and 13? Where he was maybe the best defensive outfielder in all of baseball. The way that we remember legends, the way that we remember the great ones, it's just frozen in time. You know what we never spend any time talking about? Allen Iverson's time on the Detroit Pistons. Or Allen Iverson playing for the Memphis Grizzlies. That's not what he is. He's a Philadelphia 76er. You remember the crossovers. You remember the shot over Jordan. You remember the shot in Game 1 against Tyronn Lue. You never talk about the fall because the fall's not interesting and no one cares about that. Alex Gordon, yes, he got a contract after that, and we can argue and debate on whether or not you think he lived up to the contract. Those are all fair conversations to have. But as we get further and further away from his playing days, and now that he is going to be forever in the Royals Hall of Fame, and as more of those players start to go in, you know what I'm not really interested in? Talking to you about really a whole lot of Royals baseball from 2016 up until last year that they made the postseason. There really wasn't that much to talk about after that. They had a couple of days where we got to say goodbye and celebrate the Royals in, what, 2017? And then they kind of just quit playing baseball for a long period of time, and no one really cared if they won or lost because they won in 2014 and 2015. Then they got a new owner, then they fired their general manager, and then I guess baseball kind of came back in Kansas City. So what I'm not interested in Alex Gordon's career is really ever talking about the contract or ever talking about what happened after the home run. The home run was the end of his career. He kept playing. He kept getting paid. You could still go see him. None of that matters. He has no memories after that. His memory is hitting the home run. That is the only memory that we need to have of Alex Gordon.
See, I kind of agree with you. I kind of don't. I think the greatness of the player, you're right. And for Royals fans, Alex Gordon, he might have his number retired one day. I think the same thing is happening currently with Salvador Perez. I think one day he might have his number retired. He's frozen in time. But there have been really good players that the end soured people. Carrington, you and I are in Kansas City. Eric Berry's end really, really soured people. And he wasn't as good as Gordon, yeah, but he was awesome in town.
Berry's is different to me because I think people wrongly think this. I think people wrongly think that Berry just quit. And I just always think that that's a very wrong thing to have. It's not like Eric Berry had that opinion and then just went on to live happily ever after. Like, he stopped playing football after that season. I think it's very obvious that his body was starting to fall apart. And you're right. Some people still hold that against Eric Berry. If Eric Berry came back to bang the drum at Arrowhead, he would get a standing ovation. If Eric Berry went on the field and waved to the crowd, he would get a loud ovation and a loud roar because I think for the most part, people want to remember the good when it comes to certain players. I think people want to remember the great times and the great memories. The Royals didn't have a whole lot of great memories from 2016 up until 2024. There were a couple pockets here or there, but it was almost like a movie series. You know what it was like? Rush Hour. They made another Rush Hour after 1 and 2. I don't care. I don't remember it. I mean, I remember, yeah, they were in Paris and no. There's two Rush Hour movies. There's 1 and 2. They kept making American Pies, but did they? They made 3 American Pies and then it was over. I don't care about those other ones. Please don't talk to me about them. They never happened. They are not real. That's kind of how I think we are with athletes in a lot of ways. I think you look at Alex Gordon like it's Rush Hour 1 and 2. I don't care about Rush Hour 3. It doesn't count. It didn't matter. So that's where I think that whole after the contract, it just doesn't matter to me. You guys let me know. 913-586-7965. Today is Alex Gordon Day out at Kauffman Stadium. Coming up, Vern. He saw a lot of Alex Gordon. We'll get his memories of Alex Gordon. We'll also talk about the Royals as they have the Athletics in town this weekend. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Let's head to Kauffman Stadium right now to be joined by Josh Vernier, our Royals insider. Vern, how you doing today, my man?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, man. Happy to have you on the show today. Are you excited for Alex Gordon Day at the K?
Yeah, sure. It really doesn't do all that much for me if you're win a game, beat a good team.
Vern, you got to give me some level of enthusiasm right now. Do you know how
I don't
bad
have to do
week...
anything? Win a game, beat a good team.
Do you know how bad of a week it's been? Just think about the last 7 days for the Royals. They lost.
I live it every single day. I know all about it. I don't need a recap.
I want to tell you what happened anyway, because maybe somebody listening, they just came back from vacation. They don't know what's going on, Vern.
All right. It is your show. Yes.
They lost the series to the White Sox. I don't care how long you've been out of baseball, the White Sox are still bad. They're in the exact same state that they were before you quit paying attention. Jack Caglione got here. He has, like, what, 1-2 hits since he's gotten up, or at least since he made his home debut since he's been here?
He has 8 hits in 9 games. He's doing fine.
Okay, well, let me tell my story the way I want to tell the story, Bird. Who's telling the story here? The Royals score 4 runs over 3 games against the New York Yankees. Their best pitcher is on the injured list, and we don't know when he's coming back. There was not a lot of positive things that happened. So now that there is a positive thing, it's Alex Gordon Day at the K. You're not going to be excited.
They ain't paying me. Odyssey's barely paying me. What are you talking about? No, I ain't selling tickets. We did that for the Yankees series. Win a game, beat a good team, protect your home field. And in this upcoming series with the A's, to me, it's one of those no-win series to where even if you sweep them, man, you better bludgeon them if you want the temperature of Royals fans to cool out a little bit. You've lost 5 straight series here at home to the Reds, the Red Sox, the Tigers, the Cardinals, and the New York Yankees. The last time you beat a team here at Kauffman Stadium was the Chicago White Sox. So, yeah, okay, you're still better than the last place team. Even if you sweep the A's over the course of the next 3 days, okay, you're still beating a last place team. And this team needs to get some sort of I don't even want to say they need to get hot. What they need to do is take the hand that's currently wrapped around their throat when they go to the dish with the man in scoring position. Take that hand off and try to breathe a little bit.
Are you excited for Bobby Witt Jr. bobblehead doll on Saturday?
If I could get one of those gold ones and retire with that bad boy, I would be. But,
Hold on. There's a gold one in there?
There's 5 gold Bobby Witt Jr. bobbleheads with his autograph on them that will be given away over the course of tomorrow's game. So, very Willy Wonka-esque, and I think a brilliant marketing idea.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know this.
Well, golden ticket action.
It is absolutely the golden ticket here. You could certainly retire. If you find the special edition Bobby Witt Jr., why go to work on Monday? I'm calling my boss and telling him I'm out of here.
I'm going to say everything I think on the postgame show if I get that bad boy tomorrow.
Do you get the promotions? Do you get the T-shirts and the replica rings and the? I mean, they got to give them to you,
right? Exactly. Yeah, they're like, here, Vern, man. This is for 2019. This is for 2020. Here's a Bobby Witt Jr. bobblehead.
I just can't imagine somebody to the Royals just coming and just handing you one big bag and stuff. Like, what's this for? You were here every day in 2019. You earned this.
We got to give you something, man. Sherman made sure of it. No, Royals are always good to the, you know, Jalen Thompson of the Star, Annie Rogers of MLB.com. Those that are, you know, boots on the ground every single day, they take care of us. They do a nice job out here.
All right, you and I haven't got a chance to talk about this. How worried are you about Cole Reagans with the injury? I mean, you know, he'd given up at least four earned runs in three consecutive starts. He'd given up four in four of his last five starts. Like, it has not been trending positively. He has a 5.16 ERA. He is now on the injured list for the third time this season. How worried are you about Cole Reagans?
Health-wise, very concerned. As far as those numbers, some of those are misleading. But, yeah, no, he wasn't Cy Young's Cole Reagans out of the gate. But the rotator cuff strain, that's concerning. If he's healthy, I still have all the confidence in the world. He's one of the 5-10 best left-handers in Major League Baseball. But, you know, rotator cuff, his situation reminded me a lot of what happened to Yoshinobu Yamamoto, one of the aces of the Dodgers staff. Last year, the Royals faced him. He threw two innings and then left the game. Said he was, you know, his shoulder was just a little sore. They skipped a start, hoping that it would subside. It didn't. And he found himself with a similar injury on the injured list for 2.5 months. So if the Royals are without, and listen, they're only projecting optimism, but they're not giving any sort of a timeline. So this is just me being the online sleuth and you know, looking around at other injuries that we've seen over the course of the past few seasons in Major League Baseball. But if this is a, you know, an injury that's going to keep him out until September, you know, Royals are now very fortunate to have Chris Bubich and Noah Cameron pitching the way that they do. It's no longer, you know, wow, can you believe how much quality starting pitching this team has? It's now, man, this team better get quality starting pitching every other day or every single night, because that's the one strength of this team. And, you know, 70 games into the season, that strength is now just, you know, a strong suit. I don't know if it's necessarily the type of rotation that can bully the opposition like you were last year when Reagans and Lugo were clearly two of the best in the American League. You got to the postseason because of that rotation. You lost to the Yankees in October because of that rotation. How do you get to October this year? Where's that aspect, that facet of the team that allows you to push around the opposition? It needs to be the rotation, but as you're pointing out, without Cole Reagans, that's going to be very difficult.
Right now, we're talking to Josh Vernier, our Royals insider. What it makes me think about is just is how, like, finicky pitching can be, and how you go from feeling like Cole Reagans is one of the five best starters in the American League. He certainly had earned that over the last year and a half. Now, if what you're saying is he doesn't come back until September, now we're discussing a guy who has had two Tommy John surgeries and basically missed 2025 with an injury. He is still 27 years old, but it just goes to show you that razor-thin margin when you're talking about something as fragile as the arm and the elbow.
Yeah, and you're seeing it around Major League Baseball. The Mets were in a very similar situation where they had six starters and they were feeling themselves, and they're putting Paul Blackburn in the bullpen like the Royals were about to put, you know, you would think Michael Lorenzen in the bullpen. Then all of a sudden, a high throw to Kodai Senga, he's covering first base and he busts up his hamstring, and now he's on the IL, and the, you know, Mets have a good rotation, but they suddenly don't have that depth that gives you the confidence that that Royals fans have been able to bring to the ballpark every single night. The thought of, well, at least our starting pitcher is going to give us a chance. You still have that feeling, or at least you should have that feeling, especially with Michael Wacha. But when and if another injury befalls this rotation, suddenly, team could be in a lot of trouble, because I don't know where you turn to then. If your rotation isn't your strong suit, well, then the bullpen's going to suffer, because a bullpen's only as good as its rotation allows it to be, and we all know the issues with the offense all season in the clutch situations. And, man, this offense right now, the thing I keep coming back to is you can't be both. You can't have no power and no clutch. And that's this team right now. Worst in Major League Baseball when it comes to hitting with runners in scoring position, and also the fewest home runs in Major League Baseball. You can do one. The 2014 team had the fewest home runs in baseball. The 2015 team had the second fewest home runs in the American League. But they were outstanding in the big spots. Now, last year, the Royals didn't hit a lot of home runs, but they were among the best in those clutch situations. You can't be the worst in both and expect to be in October.
Well, I mean, to be fair, if you need a two-out, nobody-on single, there actually might be the best team in the league at that. There's nothing this team loves more than having their seven-hitter come up with nobody on base and two outs and just getting you a nice little single to then, you know, keep the inning moving.
Or a leadoff single, and then that guy just has a really in-depth conversation with the first baseman. I mean, look at what this offense has done since Jack Caglione arrived. Statistically, they've been better than average. I mean, as a team, since Cags' arrival, they're hitting .280. League average is .250. Their OPS is about .760. That's 50 points better than league average. The issue is when those clutch situations show up, they gag. They choke. You know, call it whatever you want. The offense lately doesn't suck. It's just choking in the big moments. You know, they're killing themselves. They're gripping it too tight. Now, early on, April and for most of May, the offense sucked. The offense doesn't suck lately. It's they sadly just continue to stink in the clutch situation, so you're not scoring runs.
Vern, I think Cags needs to hit a home run soon. And not really just for himself, but just you and I both know how Royals fans are and how quickly they can put the Royals down. It's kind of like whenever you buy a kid a new toy and they play with it for a couple of days and then you're like, I'm done. I'm going back to what I've been doing this entire time. There was so much hype, so much buildup, so much about Tuesday. Almost everything has gone wrong since Tuesday, since he has come up. That man, him hitting a double and hitting a home run today and just getting people back excited about this team, getting back to 500, it could really go a long way. Cags just having a really solid day at home.
Well, I'll agree that that Cags is no longer really much of a story. Yeah, it's wild to me that that was only Tuesday that we were sitting out front here at Kauffman Stadium talking about Cags and what a big moment that was. Just a few days later, and to me, he's not even one of the top storylines of this game tonight. So that's wild, and sure, a home run would help, but if that home run comes in a loss to the cityless Athletics, we're not going to be celebrating. Well, some people will be celebrating Jack Caglione on the postgame show, but that's just a reflection of the great people of Kansas City. Like the same people that applauded Chris Bubich as he walked off the mound after giving up five runs the other day. There is something to the Midwest nice, right? Kansas City takes care of its own in a way that they're certainly not going to do in New York, in Boston, in some of the bigger markets around Major League Baseball. So yeah, Cags will pacify some Royals fans. But for those of us that are focused on October, that's on, getting back to the postseason and trying to improve on what they did a season ago. Man, I don't care how you do it or who does it. Just start winning some games.
Right now, we're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier. Vern, you're a little bit older than me, but you and I remember the same version of the Oakland A's. What is it like to see that franchise that had Giambi and Tejada and Mulder and some of those great pitchers that they had? What is it like to now see them? You're right. Like they're a man without a country. They don't have a home. They play in a minor league ballpark. They turn their back on Oakland. What is it like to see the A's be in such limbo now, just given the kind of organization that we thought they were 25, 30 years ago?
Yeah. And, being a baseball nerd, loving the history, I can go back to even, the Raleigh Fingers and Vita Blue and, the three straight world titles in the 70s to, Mark McGwire and Tony La Russa and them going to three straight World Series in the late 80s. Now, it's a proud franchise with some of the greatest players ever, from Reggie Jackson to Ricky Henderson. This Jacob Wilson ain't too shabby, the rookie that we're going to see tonight in the two spot, son of former big league all-star Jack Wilson. I don't feel bad for the franchise. I feel bad for the people of Oakland, sure. But it's also just a terrible reflection of Major League Baseball as well. That, I mean, again, maybe I'm wrong, but I can't think of this happening in another sport. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm hoping I'm wrong. But just the bounce around without even a city, it's not, they're not the Sacramento A's, right? They're just the Athletics. That to me is just embarrassing. You don't seem like a professional league with a team that doesn't even have a city affiliation. I think it's an embarrassment.
Who is the player you think of when you think of Oakland?
Ricky Henderson. Ricky Henderson to me is, him and Frank Robinson are probably the most underrated ball players of all time. You could make a case that Ricky Henderson's a top five pick if you're doing an all-time draft. I would certainly put him in the top 15. So Ricky Henderson's the name that comes to my mind.
You've seen a lot of home runs in your day. Have you ever seen a player hit a ball farther than Aaron Judge did a couple nights ago?
Yeah, not in that direction. No, I've never seen a ball hit there in a game before. Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, they put on shows in batting practice before. I once saw Judge hit one to where Joel and Monty do the post-game show from way out there in left center field. But as far as in-game, Mike Trout hit one to dead center field about a decade ago that I haven't seen matched. Shohei made a run at it a few years ago. But Trout's home run to me, and maybe it's because it's Trout, maybe I'm the, you know, he's the new era Bo Jackson, where no matter what happens, nobody's ever going to hit a ball farther than Bo did out on the grass or Trout did to dead center. But yeah, in that direction, I've never seen something like that. And to be honest with you, yeah, I was ticked off after the game that the Royals lost. But 20 years from now, I'm going to remember that more than I am the three-game sweep at the hands of the New York Yankees. So if you were in the building for that, you got your money's worth. One of the greatest players of all time, having his greatest season. You were in the building for one of what he's on pace to hit 61 home runs. You saw one of them here at the K. So that's at least a feather in our cap.
I don't think anybody is going to consider Denzel's Clark's catch the best that they've ever seen. But, I mean, there ain't that many catches I've seen that's more impressive than that one.
There's only one that's comparable, the Gary Matthews Jr. catch with the Texas Rangers about 15, maybe 20 years ago. He climbed the center field wall, and as he's climbing the wall, he realizes he has the ball miscalculated, so he kind of turns his hips while climbing the wall and catches a ball in the other direction. Those two, to me, are the top two catches, certainly of my lifetime.
What channel was ESPN for you?
I grew up in a house where I could never convince my dad to get cable. So we never had ESPN growing up, sadly. So that was why when I would go over to my buddy's house, they would always make fun of me because I never wanted to do anything other than sit there and just watch SportsCenter and be in my glory. So, no, man, I was one of those guys that didn't get a chance to see their hometown team all that often. So, you know, making it out to the ballpark once every few years was a really big moments to see these guys that I listened to on the radio. Didn't have ESPN growing up. Didn't get it until college.
What did you watch when you were a kid? Did you watch like a lot of those like old television shows that like come on after the news, like a lot of Roseanne and like Golden Girls? Like what did you watch as a kid?
Yeah, well, if sports were on, like the local shows, and they're all doing it now, all the local news stations, those Sunday night shows, man, those meant everything to me. Or any time that the local news had an extended sports section or whatever, segment, you know, that was always big. But yeah, no, I grew up on, you know, not the same reruns, but, you know, a lot of 70s and 80s reruns, Jefferson, Sanford and Son. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't, you know, destitute. We weren't, it wasn't a rough upbringing, but it, just didn't have everything that all the other buddies had.
Vern, I want to make sure that you tell people that I-70 eastbound is closed past I-35 due to a crash.
No.
And that the Royals are recommending that fans seek alternative routes to the K for tonight's game due to the eastbound I-70 lane closure.
Okay.
So this is a real good test to find out who's really from Kansas City and who's not. They're telling you to seek an alternate route. Some of us know the alternate routes. A lot of people, they're not going to know the alternate routes.
No, not me. No, I'm I didn't learn Milwaukee after living there for 5 years. I don't really know Kansas City all that well. I'm sticking to my phone. So, no, I'm not giving you any alternate route, but what I will tell you is the Alex Gordon ceremony is going to begin at about 6:20. They want you in your seat at about 6:10.
How many more of these do they have? I mean, they've already had like four of these so far, and we just got to the summer.
It's ridiculous. You're telling me Kelvin Herrera and Wade Davis shouldn't be celebrated this weekend as well? Carlos Beltran shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. They're just dragging this out to, you know, get a bunch of people out to the ballpark. It's good for Alec. He obviously deserves it, but so does Billy Butler and Beltran. And I mean, there's a lot of people that should already be in that Hall of Fame. I voted for all of them, but obviously my vote did not get matched by enough other voters to put those guys in this year, apparently.
I mean, I like having Alex Gordon Day at the K and then Mike Moustakas Day at the K. I do like it. I just want the Royals to win one of these days. They never win when they have one of these special days.
And I guess maybe they're setting it up to have HDH Day where all three of them go into the Hall of Fame together. I guess that would be cool. Okay, I guess I'll give them a break on that. And then you also need Eric Hosmer's contract. You need the Padres to stop paying Eric Hosmer so he can finally officially retire a Kansas City Royal. It's just, I would imagine the Royals will be a little hesitant while he's still cashing checks from a rival.
That is our guy, Josh Vernier, joining us on the show today. You're going to hear from him coming up in about an hour and a half. He is at Kauffman Stadium. Please keep in mind that I-70 is closed out by the stadium, and the Royals are encouraging you to find a different way to get to
the park.
Give them
the hookup, C-Dot. You know it.
It's one of those things either you know or don't know. Like, this again, Vern, this
now, you've been saying that for years, and you won't even tell me.
No, I don't mind telling you off air. I'm not going to tell you right now on the air all the different ways to get to it. It's one of those things. This is the way to find out who knows ball and who doesn't know ball. Like, I'm from Kansas City. Well, wait, if you only know how to get there on the highway, you're not from Kansas City. You're an outsider. This proves it to me.
Well, if you could drop me somewhere, I'll find my way here. I just couldn't direct someone else how to get here. Does that make sense?
No, that makes a lot of sense. That is our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, joining us on the show. Vern, have a great weekend, man. For your sake, I hope the Royals play a lot better than they have for the last week.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it, man.
That is our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, joining us on the show today. I'm serious. We could talk more about this coming up on the other side. How you get to Kauffman Stadium, how you get to Arrowhead is certainly a way that I judge you. We'll talk about that. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Hey, it's Cole Reagans from the Kansas City Royals. You're listening to The Drive with C-Dot on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got the...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This.
All right. This is actually a very, very important topic. I am not joking. I am being dead serious. This is something that I judge people for the same way that we judge other Kansas Cityans by what your favorite barbecue restaurant is. And they're all good, but no. This is my favorite. That's your favorite. And we have that kind of internal fighting about it. How you get to the stadiums is something that I will judge you for. And you got your way, and that's perfectly fine. But if they're telling you that today, they are not encouraging you to use the highway. They're telling you, don't get on I-70. It's closed. There was a wreck. If you're coming out to the stadium today, you need to find another way. If instantly when you hear that, if you get nervous, you're not from here. If they tell you you can't take I-70 and you got to come up with a different plan and you got to use a different way and you start to feel stressful about that, or you got to pick up your phone and you got to type it in GPS and you got to start looking at the different ways, you're not from here to me. You're an outsider. You're a tourist, basically. What are you still doing here? You're not from the same city that I'm from. This wouldn't even be news to me. Oh, I can't take I-70. Cool. I'm going this way. I can get there from a bunch of different ways. You drop me anywhere in the Kansas City metro area and I can find my way to Kauffman Stadium. I can find my way to Arrowhead. I don't even need the highways. I'll drive on the streets if I need to. Rob, let me ask you this. You're from a 135th. You way out on the other side. What would you do in this scenario? What would you do?
So am I coming from home or am I coming from the office? Because I have two back routes that work the same direction. For me, the best path I would do is I would get off at Eastwood Traffic Way. I'd meander through this little neighborhood. And then you kind of do like this little jog past the national, it's an armory, it used to be an armory, it's like a national, you know what I'm talking about? It's, and then you go down this very narrow road and you end up on Raytown Road and you take a right and you're at gate 5. Bing, bang, boom.
Okay.
Now, if I was coming from work.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Yeah.
Coming from
because,
work.
Because coming from work.
Different animal.
Because
I would cross the Cinnabar Bridge. That's right. How I would do that.
Because taking 70 is, that's the way to go.
From work, yeah. I would meander through the city, and I would cross the Cinnabar Bridge, and I would end up over on Eastwood Traffic Way.
Okay. I wanted to know. I just wasn't sure. Someone on the text line, gatekeeping alternate routes to the Truman Sports Complex is certainly a very interesting way to push for more people to come out to the K and watch the Royals. You're not from here. If that's your response to this topic, it shows me you're not like us. You're not like us. I don't need help. I'm not gatekeeping because the real ones already have the alternate routes. You don't need me to tell you the alternate routes. You already know the answer. You already got two or three ideas already there in your head. If you need me to be the light that shines on you for alternate route, stay at home and watch it on FanDuel Sports Network today. Today ain't the game for you to go. You need to put your tickets on StubHub right now. You need to sell them if you don't know another way to get to Kauffman Stadium other than taking I-70.
Now, let me ask you a question. And maybe this is gatekeeping as well. Or maybe I'm defending me. If I was coming, let's say Dusty was having a big party out in Lee Summit. And we're all going the game from Dusty's house. He said, take an alternate route from Lee Summit. I don't know how an alternate route works from Lee Summit because I don't come that direction for the game. I know how to get the game from the office and from my home. Like, how well do you know alternate routes? You're coming from way out south. I think it's fair to not know every alternate route, but you got to have yours.
Whichever way. If you put me in Blue Springs or Lee Summit, I can get to the stadium without going on the highway. I'm well-versed on both sides of the state line. That's from years and years of experience driving all over this city. Where do you need me to go? I can go to Blue Springs South or Blue Valley Northwest. Where do you need me to go?
I'm saying if you're at either of those schools, can you alternate route to Arrowhead both directions?
If that's what you need me to do.
All right.
If that's what you need me to do, I can do that. People are saying that you're saying the road. How do you say the road?
Which road are they
saying? Sneabar.
I say Sneabar, yeah.
Okay. I just wonder.
I don't say like a Snickers.
I'm just telling you what the text line is saying. Why are you looking at me like that? I'm relaying the message to you.
Is it Sny?
I'm just telling you what they say. That's what I would say, but I'm asking you how you say it.
Sny?
Yeah, that's what I would say.
I say Snee, like a
Snickers. That's not really a word. I don't really know what the word is anyway. It's not a real word. So I feel like whatever you want it to be. It's like a choose your own adventure book. This is what I decided.
How many double hyphened streets are there in the city? I think this is, you guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Someone said, CDOT, you're not gatekeeping. We're gate judging. Yeah, for sure. For sure. This isn't like I'm telling you, oh, there's this great barbecue restaurant I used to try. I'm not going to tell anybody. No, this is the difference. The text line is, they're really judging you. The text line is saying you not like us for the way you're pronouncing that word. That's what the text line is saying. I can only relay the message that the people have. 913-586-7965. Today is Alex Gordon Day out at Kauffman Stadium.
In comes the 2-1 pitch. High drive, deep right center. Back goes Bourne to the wall and gone, Gordon.
You know what I like about Denny Matthews? Denny Matthews called me quick to the point. Hey, man, he hit a home run. that's basically what Denny Matthews called this. Hey, look up. He just hit a home run. Just quick. Listen to this. I mean, Denny Matthews' efficiency is through the level. This is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He's not using any, he's not wasting dribbles. He's not just saying words for the sake of saying words. Hey, you heard the sound. You hear the roar of the crowd. You know what happened.
If Alex could find something to pull, get it in the air, he would get some help. Familia's next pitch. Belted to deep center. Back goes Lagares. And gone, Alex Gordon. He didn't need it.
I don't know if I've ever heard a baseball stadium that loud than it was right there. It was like they put the microphone in front of the people. That place went insane. Were you at game one of the World Series that year?
No, I was at game two. So I saw Cueto, and Cueto was incredible.
That doesn't count.
I was in the wild card game, which probably the second, or I don't know how you rank it. The World Series game one.
Now I'm judging you. You were at game two and not game one.
I was at game two.
You had to be at game one.
Do you remember? So do you remember they used to have the lottery system? I lost the lottery for game one. I won the lottery for game two.
No, I actually don't know anything about
the
lottery
system. You have
the ticket
fair. Here we go.
I don't know anything about the lottery system. I just made a couple of phone calls and the tickets just magically fell from the sky. I don't know anything you're talking about. Again, you continue to prove you're not like us. That's what we've learned in this segment.
I think more listeners were in the lottery than just have the hookup.
So far, you've proven you only know how to get to the stadiums on the highway. You don't know how to pronounce the names of the streets. You probably called it Paseo. You have no clue the names of the streets. And you're talking to me about some lottery system to get Royals tickets. Wild, but you had a terrible quarter right there. You shot 3-for-16 from the field, missed all of your free throws, and had 4 fouls in this quarter. Terrible quarter from you. Let's pick it up in the fourth quarter. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.